Hello.
Hi, you just spoke to Jatea Johnson?
Yes, I did.
I'm the person taking care of her. Is there anything that I can help you with that I can give you information on?
Sure, no problem. I just wanted to introduce myself. My name is Abigail. I'm going to be Jatea's enrollment coordinator and help you through the enrollment process. Are you the point of contact here, or is she?
She just called her, but I asked her if she wanted me to speak to you guys and whatever you guys needed. If not, then she said you guys can call her back in an hour.
Okay. You're Alyssa?
Yes.
Okay. Hi. Fine. So I just wanted to run through a few things, and did Shane give you the number to schedule the assessment yesterday?
She gave her the number, yes, yesterday. Let me check this book because she wrote it down. One second.
Okay.
I think she tried to schedule the assessment and they didn't call.
So did you call that number that she gave you?
One second. Oh, you have to do the assessment. That's what she said.
So the patient needs to call and schedule this assessment. With all the other things, usually it's okay if the caregiver or somebody else schedules for them, but just this first one, they like to hear from the patient.
Okay, hold on. Are you sure? Here, hold on one second. Are you sure? Okay, you can speak to her.
It's okay. I just after we hang up, if you don't mind to have her call.
Go ahead. You can just go ahead. It's me.
Oh, hi, Jatea. Want you to have your assessment scheduled. So if you're able to call that number that Shane gave you yesterday,
I've been calling that number yesterday. I've been waiting on the call back.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. She was waiting for them to call her back because the person said that they were going to schedule the assessment, but they never gave her a call back to schedule the assessment.
And then I called and left my information.
She called and left her information on the line for the assessment, and you're the first phone call of the day.
Okay, fine. It was the 877 number? 877-550-4227?
Yes.
Okay, fine. If you want, I can try transferring you over to them at the end of this call. So that you can get in touch?
That's fine.
Okay, fine. I just want to run through a few things before we start with anything. Just did Shane tell you anything about the enrollment process? What happened? What has to take place to get accepted? Okay.
No.
So the patient has to get approved from the state and the county. So the state will have you do two assessments, which this is the first one that you're scheduling, and then after that you will have another assessment, and then the county will ask for some financial documents and maybe some other documents if you have from the last 5 years. Usually it's the 5 years of their financial papers, whether it's bank statements or wherever the patient is getting their money from. If you would like to start collecting that, I would advise that because it usually does take a while and we might as well send it in already. If you would like, I can send over to you the exact documents that need to be collected.
Can there be an email sent out of the list of things that she has to get done? Number two, she's not working. She doesn't have any income, hasn't been working.
Right. So like I said, either bank statements, if she had a bank account, or if she didn't have a bank account, wherever she's getting her money from, whether it's the SSI or food stamps, just to let us know where that's coming from.
Okay.
Is she getting money from SSI or a card?
No. That's why we called you guys. we went through all the process and she went through the steps. She contacted her Medicaid, and this is how she got this number.
Right. So
it's actually a little bit of a step ahead.
So now she's not getting anything from SSI?
I
no,
never got
she never did.
Fucking
she never did.
The hell? I got Medicaid.
Okay.
She just has Medicaid.
She has Medicaid. Okay. So where is the money coming from now that she's
a she just
spent?
Has SNAP. She just has SNAP. She's not
has
getting
what?
Any. She's just getting SNAP. EBT.
Okay, and they send it over once a month?
Yeah, she can get that information for you.
Okay. Yeah. So then they would need that. Which number should I text to just send over the list?
This one that you
this
called.
One?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just going to send it over, and if you see that she does have anything on this list, that will need to be collected. Okay?
Okay.
I just want you to have this in front of you so that you know what's needed, and if she doesn't have any of this, then it's fine.
Okay, and can you send the email? Please send the email. If she doesn't have it, it's fine?
If she doesn't have it, then it doesn't need to be sent over. But I do need the information as to where she's getting the SNAPs from, and just we need to know where
it's
the
fine.
Income is coming from, okay?
Well, SNAP comes from the government, but she does have all that information.
Okay,
everything
yeah, no problem.
Can you send the email that she has to send it to?
Okay, so I just sent you the list. I will send you the email.
I'm where to send all that information. Oh, you're okay. I'll give you your meds. The you know something small to have a piss on a break. Do you want to take it now?
Yeah.
You okay?
Hi, sorry, just a second, please. Okay, so, hi, sorry. So it just sent over exactly where it needs to be sent to.
Okay.
Okay, fine. So that's
okay.
That, but honestly, that is for, that's the next step, but that will be good to have that sent in so you don't have to deal with that then. Now, I just
okay.
want to also confirm that the patient isn't, there's a few things that I just need to confirm to see if the county and state will even call them eligible and approve them. So is the patient making, well, you already answered this, they're not making more than $2,900 a month, correct? From SNAPs or anything?
Correct.
Do they own a home or a car?
No.
Any assets, whether it's an asset in the bank or in a safe for over $8,000 for cash value
No.
or non-cash?
No.
Okay. Is the patient married?
No.
And are there any minors living with the patient?
No.
No.
Okay. Okay. So, and just one more thing, when you have this first assessment with the broker, which I'm going to transfer you over to at the end of the call, they will give you a form to fill out by your doctor, by the patient's doctor.
That's
if you would like, the easier way of doing this for you and us is if we have someone call you from the telehealth company, they will call you to schedule a time, and they're going to ask you a couple of questions, and they will fill out the doctor's form over the phone.
Okay.
Okay. So just that's a New York number. I just want to let you know. So if you see that coming up, that's going to be from our telehealth company.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to schedule that for you, and then I'm going to request the call, and they'll call you first, ask you a time, and then you'll schedule with them. But for now, so can I transfer you over to the broker to fill out this assessment?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you. I'll be in touch with you soon.
Thank you.
Okay, no problem. Bye-bye.